Hallelujah,
in the name of Jesus Christ, we continue our study of church history. Let's have a little bit of review. But since we are also human beings with our own limitations, sometimes we need review in order to make sure that we are clear on what we are learning. The church that we talk about, the historical church, was established after Jesus ascended to heaven. But we know that before the creation, God had already formed his church. That is to say, before the creation, God has already chosen us. And when we talk about church history, we're talking about the church that is bound in space and time. And so these past 2 days, we have been talking about how the church was established after Jesus ascended to heaven and sent down the Holy Spirit.
在主后一千一百一十年的时候，在这个时候，我们昨天看到那个文献，就洗礼也被改过了。But
by the year 110, we have seen in the 12 teachings of the apostles how even the doctrine concerning baptism had been changed.
那在这段时间里面，我们称它做使徒时代的教会。
And the period of time between 33 AD and 96 AD, we call the age of the apostles, or the apostolic age.
那过了这段之后，我们称它说使徒后期的教会。
And the period after that, we call the period of the apostolic fathers.
那在这段时间里面，我们昨天有看到那个十二使徒遗训。
We studied the document which is called the Teachings of the Twelve Apostles, which was actually written between 96 and 110
AD.
And the period after the Apostolic Fathers, we call the period of the Church Fathers.
那这个一直延续到差不多500年的时候
And the period of church fathers went from about the year 110 AD and continued till about the year 500 AD.
因为在这当中最后死掉的人家公认的教父就是奥古斯丁。
Because in the year 500 we see the death of the man who was considered the last of the church fathers, Augustine.
那最先的这些教父都是讲希腊文的。
In the beginning, the church fathers used Greek.
那所以他们就说这是希腊教父。
And we call those church fathers the Greek church fathers.
那后来从有一个叫耶罗美哈。
Among them was a father named Jerome.
还有奥古斯丁。
Augustine, who we have mentioned.
安伯罗修,
as well as Ambrose.
他们这三个人, 他们称他做拉丁教父,
and these three, Ambrose, Jerome, and Augustine, we call the Latin Church Fathers.
我先是把这几天所讲的整理一下，在时间里面整理一下，因为我们都讲到里面去，那如果不把它整理一下，没有一个时间的概念。
And I want to give you a review because we've been talking about a lot of things over the past few days, but here is a review of the general time frame and the figures that we are talking about.
是拉丁教父。那到了440年，就是第一个教皇。
In the year 440, we see the appearance of the first pope.
那到600年，一个很有名的教皇叫做贵戈利。
And in the year 600, one of the most powerful or greatest of the popes appeared, Gregory the First.
他当时派了500个僧侣到英格兰去传教。
And Gregory the First sent 500 missionaries to England to spread the gospel.
那天主教后来演变成天主教，他们那个贵郭丽那个音乐哈，就是欢唱哈，就是他开始的。
And if you ever hear the sacred music or the Gregorian chants, this is the music in the church that was developed in the Roman Catholic Church during this time.
那从他之后呢，这个教皇制度也就更稳定。
And from the time of Gregory, the power of the Pope was even more consolidated.
那我们两天来，我看我们时间用了六七个小时，就谈这个部分的。
And so we have spent the past 6 or so classes talking about this timeline.
好，那在这当中有发生许多事情。
And of course, many other things happened during this time period.
像我们谈到的64年，就是大逼迫。
For example, we talked about the great persecution in the year 64.
就是基督教历史里面第一次由政治所迫害的。
And this marked the first time in history, in the church history, that the church was persecuted by the political authorities.
那66年，教会就搬到约旦河东去了。
In the year 66 AD, the church moved to the eastern banks of the Jordan River.
70年，圣殿被毁。
In the year 70, the temple in Jerusalem was destroyed.
然后，在这段期间，差不多70年到110年，这是教会经过了这段之后呢？教会完全就变样了。
Between the year 70 and 110, the church completely changed in its essence.
我们从我们看的文献，第一个就晓得洗礼改变了。
As we saw yesterday, the doctrine of baptism was changed.
还有他们制度也是不一样了。
We saw that the church hierarchy became established and changed how the church was organized.
那当时的那些到最后这些传道人也变质了，变样了。
And the people who were preaching the gospel also themselves changed.
那并且在看到当时在这个之后呢，有一些所谓的灵恩运动。
And at the latter portion of this period,
就是灵恩运动，就是追求灵恩 charismatic.
That in the latter part of this period, there were some charismatic movements. In other words, people seeking.For the Holy Spirit.
在使徒之后的第一个历史有记载，就是一个 Montanus 他起来所领导的。
The first leader of such movements after the time of the apostles was a man named Montanus.
但是后来他就被消灭了啦。
But in the end, he was destroyed. He was
因为那时候已经没有求圣灵事情，那他看到圣经，他要再求圣灵，但是有经过一段的奋斗之后，最后就消失了。
In the end, he also disappeared. He saw in the Bible that people should receive the Holy Spirit, but after a period of struggle, he disappeared.
So, 由这也看出来，当时已经没有圣灵了。
And we can see that in his failure, that the Holy Spirit was not with the church at the time.
好，那我们昨天就提到，在这个时期里面有三个。让教会变质的一个三个要素。
Yesterday we mentioned the three major failures of the early church.
就是真理，就是得救的真理，他把学术化。
One of them was that the gospel of salvation was gradually turned over to the academics and philosophies.
那我们想到这个，就想到 Justin.
We talked about Justin yesterday.
好，我们就谈到他。那再来我们谈到组织，组织他就把它绝对化。
Another failure that we mentioned was how the church hierarchy became established.
那我们就想到后来演变的主教制度，演变的教皇制度。
And we talked about how there gradually came to be the develop the establishment of bishops and finally the pope.
那再来第三个就是崇拜，就是人的敬虔，把他敬虔的心变成了那个偶像化。
And the third failure was that the piety and worship of the people turned into idolatry.
那就是首先对那些教牧人员的一个偶像的崇拜。
And how it began was that Christians began to look up to and admire great figures in their faith.
然后对那些殉道者在属灵里面比较有长进的那些人的崇拜。
And they began to worship those who had given their lives for the faith.
那进步到这些人被砍头了之后，他们的戒指、他们的项链就拿来当纪念品，后来就被膜拜、被崇拜。
And things got to the stage where if someone was martyred, they would save relics, pieces of things to remind them of this person.
那越发展到最后就拜那个像，不是拜像，拜图画。
And this kind of idol worship continued until finally they were bowing down to images.
那个主耶稣被钉十字架的时候，不是他背十字架吗？那他背十字架那个流汗哈，那有一个女人，就是维罗琳卡，有没有听过？他就拿一个手帕。 就给耶稣擦脸，那一擦他回去看，哎，印了一个耶稣的脸在上面，这是人家编造的啦，所以这是那个维罗尼卡那个手巾啊，他们就拜那个，就是耶稣的像，就擦脸一擦，那个整个脸就好像印在那里。现在要用 computer 嘛，你跟他照相，他就，你 T 恤有没有？就你的脸，好像这样子，那他们就这样相信哦，哎，拜那个。
One such story was that it is said that when Jesus was going to Golgotha and carrying the cross, since the cross was very heavy, Jesus began to sweat as he toiled along. And there was a woman in the crowd named Veronica who came out to Jesus and wiped off the sweat from his face with a handkerchief. Later, when she returned home, she discovered the imprint of Jesus' face on the handkerchief. And so as time went on, people began to worship the handkerchief of Veronica. Of course, this is a story, a fabrication, but this is the state of things at the time. And this is the worship of holy relics. And gradually people began to think that Mary also had no original sin since she was the mother of Jesus.
所以当时人的那种崇拜的心，敬拜神的心被误导了。And
so we can see how the original intent, the piety and the worship of the people was led astray.
他们没有直接从神领受。Because
they did not receive what their faith directly from God.
所以这是崇拜的心就是敬虔的心，后来变成偶像化了。
And so their spirit of worship and their piety later turned into idolatry.
所以这是三个最大的，在当时让真道改变，圣灵离开教会堕落的一个元素。
And so these are the three great failures of the early church, which was why the Holy Spirit left the church and why the truth was later perverted.
所以这是我们的第一单元，我们就讲到这里。
And so that was the... This is a general review of the first phase of our class.
这是我们三天来所讲的。
And this is what we've been talking about in the past 3 days.
应该有点印象了哈。
And so I hope you have
some recollection.
And in fact, each of these figures we could spend many more hours on. For example, how many of you know the story of Augustine?
他十几岁都当教授了。
He became a professor while he was still a teenager.
但是他很放荡。
But at the same time, he lived a very reckless life.
他家本来是住在北非，住在非洲。
Augustine was from northern Africa.
然后后来他就去亚历山大念书，然后后来就到米兰，到意大利的米兰。
He was educated in Alexandria and later went to Milan.
那他的妈妈呢，叫做莫妮卡。
Augustine's mother's name was Monica.
那她是一个很虔诚的一个基督徒。
And Monica was a very devout Christian.
那她就天天为他祷告。
And Monica prayed daily for her son.
但是祷告了好几年，10年都没有什么功效。
But after 10 or 20 years of prayer, there was still no effect. And so Augustine's mother asked many other people to join with her in her prayers.
人家就安慰她的妈妈说,
and people comforted her and said to her, the child which is bound or which is held together by prayer will not be lost.
So,
if we hold or bind a child with our prayer, he will not be lost.
那后来奥古斯丁真的在米兰, 就是受那个安伯罗修他的影响, 他叫信耶稣。
And when Augustine was in Milan, he came under the tutelage of Ambrose and became a Christian.
他是他的老师,
and Ambrose was his teacher.
这个名字我们记一下, 我们上那个西教里的时候, 我们会引到他很多的话。 我们西教里你们看过吗? 对不对? 里面有一些拉丁文, 我都是从他的文集里面抄下来的。
Let's try to remember the name, or remember Ambrose, because when we talk about the foot washing, he will figure prominently in our discussion.
他爸爸是一个将军,大将军。
Ambrose's father was a great general.
然后他蛮有学问的。
And Ambrose himself was quite well educated.
那米兰的大主教去世了之后,
and when the bishop of Milan died,
人家就把他用进那个教堂里面，就推他当主教了。And
people literally forced him into the chapel and made him the next bishop.
那时候他还没有受洗，还没有信耶稣。
At the time, he did not believe in Jesus and was not even baptized.
因为当时主教要有点权力了。 那如果你立一个太弱的人来管不住啊，因为当时已经政治跟宗教有点搞在一起了。At
the time, because the church and the politics of the time were beginning to blend, bishops needed to be quite strong figures, which was why they took him, even though he wasn't even a Christian at the time.
那好处就是他不是从修道院里面出来的，所以他人比较直，所以他我们。
But actually, it was quite fortunate that he was not coming out of the monasteries because he was more direct and more truthful in his teachings.
那我们等到我们上西教里的时候，我们再来谈，再来详细看。
But we'll talk about this in more detail when we talk about the foot washing.
那奥古斯丁他信了之后，他就回家了。
After Augustine converted to Christianity, he decided to go home to visit his mother and let her know that he was now a Christian. However, when he returned home, his mother had already died. When he was collecting his mother's clothes, he discovered that of all her clothes, every single piece of clothing, the knees were always worn out. They were either worn out or had been mended before. And what this means is the mother's great amount of prayer in bringing back her child.
就是有关于教会历史里面一些比较感动人的一些故事。
And of course, I'm telling you this for your own background because there are very many moving stories in church history.
好，那现在历史又继续在进行。
But now we continue forward in history.
我们现在进入到第二个单元。
We're now entering into the second phase of our class.
就是中古世纪。
And that is the Middle Ages.
因为我们剩下两个两三个小时，所以我们不打算讲得很详细，就讲个概念、概略。不然的话，我们如果像地带这样仔细，地带其实我们很潦草讲了。我本来十个小时只讲一个单元，其实十个小时也应该不够了，就是要二十个小时讗一点。我要讲详细一点，那我们说中午是就一个大略的，给大家介绍一下。
I'll give you only a general idea of the church history in the Middle Ages. Because of our constraints of time.
在这个时期的思想, 神学的思想，当时的学术的思想是那个经验哲学。
The philosophical trends of the time was scholastic philosophy.
因为在这之前呢，那个因为他们敬虔，所以有很多修道主义的兴起。
And in the time previous to the Middle or leading up to the Middle Ages, because of the great piety of people, there are many monasteries.And abbeys that were established.
修道主义啊。
And so the spirit of monasticism was quite strong at the time.
修道主义的兴起，他们是因为看到，有些人有新人看到教会当时已经堕落的教会。我们讲1110年的时候，那时候教会已经堕落了，真教会已经离开了，离开教会了，神已经离开教会了。
One of the main reasons so many monasteries were established was that.There were a lot of people who were zealous for the Lord and saw that the church had fallen because in fact, the church had already ceased to be the true church from the year 110 AD.
所以有些有心人就想起来改革啊。
And so there were many people who had great faith and had a great desire to reform the church.
那你改革讲不动，他们就既然讲不动，他们就到那个沙漠去，到旷野去自己修炼呢。
But oftentimes, when they tried to change things where they were, people wouldn't listen, and so they would go out into the wilderness and establish their own places.
那有人也自己有感动，离开这个世界，感觉世界好像那个粪土一样，他要追求一个更高的一个境界啊。
Many of them were moved, and because they felt that the world was as nothing, that the world was worthless, they should leave the secular matters behind and go and seek after the things of God.
有一个很有名的，我现在只是把整个历史摊开来讲，就讲这个修道主义，因为这个跟中古世纪很有关系。
So let me take a few minutes to talk about monasticism because this has a lot to do with our study of church history in the Middle Ages.
有叫西门啊。
There was a man named Simon.
他是叙利亚人。
He was from Syria.
他就第一个很有名的修道士。
And he established the first well-known monastery.
但是他之前也有了，已经有人到埃及去修道了。
And of course, before him, there were already many people who had gone, for example, to Egypt.
这个人比较有趣的，有趣的就是他是一个苦修的。
苦修。
苦修。
练就是。
Aesthetic.、
Okay. What was distinctive about Simon was that he was an aesthetic.
他。
Aesthetic, A-S-C-E-T-I-C.
对。他为了要表示他跟世界隔绝，离开世界。
In order to prove that he had truly left the world,
他跑到山上去，人家不知道啊。
And
如果他跑到山上去，你穿过云层到了山的最顶峰，也没人看到他一个人在那里。
If he had climbed up a mountain, passed through the clouds, and gone to the top of the mountain, no one would have known what he had done.
他不甘心嘛，对不对？一生一个人在那里，又没有人知道。
And so, although he had this desire, he was not willing to be the only one to know of his own accomplishments.
他想出一个办法。
So an idea came to him.
他在平常的地方，然后在旷野，然后但是人家可以去的，他就造柱子。
And so he went out into the wilderness, but it was a place which was still accessible to people, and he set up a pole.
离开世界。
And so the pole was his way of separating himself from the world.
他就在上面修道。
And he sat on top of the pole and disciplined his own spirit.
他不下来的，人家就他有门生嘛，给他东西吃，他要在上面。
Simon never came down from the pole, and because he had disciples, the disciples would come and bring food for him.
他在柱上过了30年哦。
Simon stayed on the top of this pole for 30 years.
最后，他那个本来是肯这样的柱子大一点哈，后来到最后，最后一根柱子呢？是60尺，60英尺，两尺的平方，就这样子的平方，啊，很高哦，我看那么高，他就在上面这样。
Over the years,
一直修道就步步高升，升到最后是这样子。
Over the years,
这是修道士的精神，就这样子。
The poles that he dwelt upon became progressively higher and higher, and so at the end of his life, the pole was 60 feet high and had an area on the top of two feet by two feet.
这英文叫什么 ？STY 哈 ，light 是不是这样子
？Yeah, stay light. Simon the Stylite.
Lightest， 就是老师不太会念，就是了。
He's also called Simon Stylites。
叫柱上的柱子上面的修道士。
Which in Latin means he who trains himself on the top of the pole。
这样有用吗
？Do you think this is effective？
哦，下面人群很多啊，都是哦，都很崇高这样子。
The crowds below him were very great, and everyone said, thought that he was a great man of faith.
他如果真正要灵修的话，不要这样子，他自己就跑到山上去，没人知道，这边灵修就好啊。他照柱子，哇，这边人群哈、哦、很多、哦，大家敬仰，哇，柱上的修道士这么崇高，都不下来，哦，那么高又那么小。
But actually, if he had really wanted to train his spirit, he should have gone into the wilderness by himself and trained there.Whereas here on the pole, people always came by to admire him and to praise how great his faith was because he was on such a high pole and the area that he had to sit on was so small.
但是以后的修道院当然不是是从这里演变来的，但是不，我们也不可以讲说进修道院的里面的修士都是这种心理，也不是啦。
There were many monasteries that were established after this time, and of course, we cannot say that those all people who entered the monastery were like Simon.
那只是他比较特殊啊，历史上面呢比较把他很崇敬的把他写下来说，有这样一个伟大的一个人物。
It's just that his story is more colorful, and so when people were recording history, they took special note of his story.
应该不是这样子的。
But in fact, our own spiritual discipline should not follow this pattern.
所以所谓的经验哲学，就是在修道院里面所发展出来一个哲学。
And so what we've termed scholastic philosophy is the school of thought that came about in the monasteries.
那我们第一天介绍说我们要介绍三段论证。
On the first day, when we talked in general about philosophy, we talked about the methods of rational discourse. Is this called a syllogism? 三段。
那这是他们的哲学。就是他们做学问的基本方法，因为我们先不要再讲哲学哦。第一天讲哲学，讲到最后大家头晕脑胀。那由这个发展出来的，就是在当时在中古世纪一到1517年，有三个很大的一个修道团体。
从800年开始就，
不是，从600年之后。
Okay.And after the year 600, there were three major monasteries that were established.
第一个是道明会 ，Dominican 啊，道明会。
First we'll talk about was the were the Dominicans.
还有就是那个方济会，方济。
Second group were the Franciscans.
应该比这个更早的是那个，就是圣本徒会 ，Benedictine，Benedictine，I-N-E 对。
And one group was
圣本徒会了。
Earlier than all of these were the Benedictines.
这三个大的修道会。
Those were three of the major monasteries in the Middle Ages.
这三个修道会对那个后来的教历史很有很大的影响。
Each of these monasteries had a profound effect on the future course of church history.
那当然，个别的这修道会的这个名字，就是他们这些创始人了。像道明会就是 Dominican 就是Dominicus 所开设的一个修道院。
Each of these monasteries was formed and named after its founding saint. So Dominic for the Dominicans.
那方济会就是 Franciscus.
Saint Francis for the Franciscans.
那我们旧金山 San Francisco 应该是 San 就是道明会来这边弄的嘛。
And of course,
这个名字也就是他的名字吧。
The city we're in is named after Saint Francis.
那在这当中有很多的神奇的故事啦。
And during this time, there were many stories of miracles.
神奇的故事。他是在出生在意大利的阿西西，方济啊，圣方济，他们圣 Franciscus from Assisi.
There are many stories of the lives of the saints. For example, Simon, Saint Francis was from Assisi.
讲一个故事给他听听看。
And let me tell you a story from his life.
他说，这事实啊，他本来是很有钱，就是一个很有钱的家的孩子。
And it, when we study history, we know that.Francis came from a very wealthy family.
然后他因为心里面有爱啦，然后看到别人很同情啦，他最重要有一些。
At this time, he also trained and subdued his own fleshly desires.
但是他情欲都是一直在发动啊。
But unfortunately, his fleshly lust still burned within him.
他很气啊。
And so he was very frustrated.
保罗也有这样的经验嘛？保罗说：“哦，他说救命啊！他说哦。”谁能救我这个取死的身体？好像喊救命嘛，哈！我真是苦啊，哈！就说好像在救命啊，谁能救我呢？但是到最后，保罗的结论是说，主耶稣能救他。
And we know that even the apostle Paul had this kind of experience, for he said, "Woe is me, who can save me from this flesh, this fleshly desires?"
那这个圣，
and he said that Jesus is the one who can save me.
那这个圣方济在修道说，他每次都这样，情欲很重啊。那有一次，他看到那个有一丛那个玫瑰花有刺的哈，玫瑰花。
So Saint Francis was continuing to struggle in his own spiritual discipline and the subduing of his own desires. One day he saw a bed of roses, and he saw how there were roses, but there were also thorns.
他就很气，就跳进去那个玫瑰花。要让他 刺自己。
And being in a frenzy, he jumped into the bed of roses, and he rolled around in the bed of roses so that he would be pricked by the thorns.
啊，奇妙就是说，他跳下去那个玫瑰花丛哈，好像那个他滚来滚去，好像在那个草地哈，很柔软的草地里面，因为那个玫瑰花那个刺哈，怕刺到他，所以那个刺都消失了，就缩进去了。所以有人说那个传说了哈，说。我没有去看过，只是看书的。在阿西西这个地方的玫瑰花没有刺，就是因为他来的。
But the miraculous thing was that as he rolled around in the bed of roses, he felt as if he were rolling around in a bed of very soft grass, because the roses were so afraid of hurting him that the thorns went back into the stem, and so he was not harmed at all. And people say that in Assisi, the roses to this day have no thorns.
这是故事啊，免得大家打瞌睡这样子。
So this is one such story, so that you won't fall asleep or become drowsy in this class.
然后在中古世纪，我们再讲讲历史。
Let's talk about some more history of the Middle Ages.
在整个中古世纪里面，从600年过历之后呢，就这当中所要提的，在这过历之前。570年是那个穆罕默德出生。
We know the year 600 was the time of Gregory, Pope Gregory the First. The year 570 marked the birth of Muhammad.
因为回教后来跟基督教有很大的关系。
This is important because Islam later had a very important relationship to Christianity.
因为11世纪到13世纪当中，十字军的东征就是跟他有关系，所以要在这里提一下。
And we need to mention this because later in the 11th to the 13th century, the Crusades were carried out against the Muslims.
那622年是穆罕默德从麦加到麦地那的一个年代。
The year 622 marks the journey of Muhammad from Mecca to Medina.
但是如果这个我在这样不讲了，因为讲了这是宗教比较学里面的一门的了哈。
And we won't go.
他在这里，因为他在麦加待不下了，人家打他，他就跑到这里来。他后来在这里发展，然后说这一年是回教回历的一年，回教自己的那个回历嘛，回历的第一年，元年是622年，是从这个来的。
We term the year 622 as the birth of Islam because it was a year in which Muhammad, when he was rejected by the people in Mecca, traveled to Medina and developed the Islamic faith.
然后回教之后就开始向，他本来是。在阿拉伯半岛那里，后来就向北，就向那个，你们头脑有一个地图了哈， 向北，就像巴勒斯坦，一直打到土耳其。土耳其最先是希腊人的殖民地啊，在耶稣那个时候，特罗亚晓得吗？特罗亚，你们有没有听过一个故事？那个《木马屠城记》，然后就是在特罗亚。啊，特罗亚跟圣经有没有关系？没有关系，有啊。保罗在那里做一个梦，那有一个马其顿人说：“来，要来帮助我们，是在哪里做的梦啊？”在特罗亚，对不对？所以这都连在一起的啦。啊。
Originating in the Arabian Peninsula, Islam gradually spread up north through Palestine and into Turkey. And Turkey was originally under the dominion of the Greeks. And one of the cities that we may be familiar with there is Troy. And in fact, Troy also bears relation to the Bible, because one night Paul, while he was in Troy, had a dream when a man from Macedonia said, "Come, help us and preach the gospel to us."
800年是查理大帝。我们说查理曼，其实曼哦是 great 的意思啦。那中文说查理曼好像一个人的名字，是 Carl Magnus， Magnus 是大的意思。
In the year 800 saw the appearance of Charlemagne or Carl the Great。
他在800年时候被教皇加冕。
In the year 800 he was crowned by the Pope。
那从此之后就是皇帝都是要那个教皇来加冕。那整个的一直到1517年的这段时间呢，总是宗教跟政治搞不清楚的时代。
From the time of Charlemagne on, every emperor was crowned by the Pope. So from the year 800 to 1517, we see the fusion of church and the state.
好，我们今天上午就先讲到800年，我们继续下午再继续来讲。
And so we will stop here for now, and we will continue in the afternoon.